talk about Chicago. Let's move over from politics for a minute. And let's talk about Chicago. Shout out to Do or Die. P-I-M-P. Ology, but logically, be learning these hoes biology. Obviously, well. Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Caddy and chop it up with Do or Die? Do you want to ride in the backseat of the Caddy? It was 7-0-0-P-M. Move to the back so I can see who peeping his pole pimp. Creep to the back with a slow limb. Ain't this some pull up in a C-A-D-I-double-L with the A-C. A-C-O-P-I-M-P. And it automatically, she gotta be full of that M-O-N-E, but why? Yeah, shout out to my Chicago brethren in the streets, but I heard y'all was out there stealing. I heard y'all was out there robbing trains and stealing and killing and double dealing while y'all cousins was out there shooting up stuff at nighttime. Check it out. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. I mean, no matter how good y'all music is coming out of Chicago, you're going to have to answer for this.
Sky 5 live over the west side.
Mike Lorber is over the scene by a rail yard in Austin. There's police activity. You can see it's impacting the commute. Mike, what can you tell
look
us about
this.
What's been happening?
Look at them. They dreadheads. They all got on. Look. They got on the uniform. Black, white, hoodies, dreadheads, and wife beaters. Black, white, hoodies, dreadheads, and wife beaters. That is the uniform of a thief. And probably poo shiesty masks on top of that. The uniform of a thief. Look at them. See, you can't blame the system on this. Go ahead and blame white people for this one. Whose fault is it? Is it Trump's fault? Is this one Trump's fault? I'm just curious.
Is this picture we're looking at looks like a chase of some sort.
A lot's been going on in the last 40 minutes, and that was about an hour ago when the Chicago Police Department dispatched that some freight trains were being burglarized in the area of Lake and Lockwood. It's actually just north of Lake Street. This is the train line that houses the Metro UP line, which is stopped at this time, by the way. We've been here in Sky 5. We have
the only reason they're running away is because the police officers is now there. So now as the police is walking up, people are running. Look at the person.
People taking things off of trains, loading them into cars, and then speeding away. This is Lake and Kilpatrick. This is about a block east of Cicero Avenue where I've seen people going in. A lot.
You know they got y'all license plate too, right?
People, we're talking about dozens and dozens of people, dozens and dozens of vehicles, things been taking off of freight cars, loaded into vehicles, and those vehicles are driven away. So here's some tape of that happening before. We saw this a while ago. You can see multiple people, and Metra has confirmed this for us, although we've seen it from our own eyes here in Sky 5, people taking merchandise off of the trains, loading it into vans and cars and driving them away. Metro Police has been here. We've seen about a half a dozen Metro squads. They continue to come in. Chicago Police Department has been here a bit as well. We do not know if there are any arrests at this time, but again, Metro issuing a statement here due to this happening, and then there's a large amount of open rail cars.
You got women, old people, some of them are on Lime scooters. A homie got a box on a Lime scooter.
And as you can see, debris all over the track. Those Union Pacific West Line trains that run west out of
these are the same people. Hey, listen, y'all. These are the same people that will sit here and tell you, man, I'm tired of working. They will go out there and steal some $20 irons and some $99 Amazon packages. And they will work their butts off. Have y'all ever seen a thief? Listen, man, the amount of effort that it takes to strip a car as fast as they strip a car like that. They work with relentless force when they stripping a car. It'd be just like that scene on Lord of War where they stripped that airplane when it landed in Africa, it'd be the same thing. But then they'll sit there and tell you, man, these warehouse jobs is hard, man. I got to ride this high low. I got to be awake. I got to listen to the dock worker. The same people that'll sit there and tell you how difficult it is, they cleaned out that entire thing. The entire thing on that truck is clean. It's open and it's clean.
City. I want to say the Milwaukee West Line train might be affected by this as well. They are stopped at this time. A lot to take in, a lot going on. It is still going on. People are going up onto the train tracks, taking merchandise. That's what we've seen in Sky 5 and loading it into vehicles as the police go rolling in. We'll keep you posted here on any developments. What you're looking at now is live. We're just north of Lake Street. This is Kilpatrick. We're just east of Cicero Avenue. Those black squads you see, those are Metro Police. That's not the Chicago Police Department. That's the Metro Police. They're coming in right now. We'll take this all in and keep you posted on any developments. We're live in the West Side. I'm Mike Lorber in Sky 5.
And Mike, one quick question. That first shot you showed us of the cars pulling away on the other side, I believe that's to the west of where this shot is. Is that an escape route, or are those guys gone at this point?
Homegirl got a baby out there.
Do police seem to have some sort of handle on this on the back end?
It appears, and I don't want to speculate anything, but this looks like a coordinated event.
Right.
Jack, if you can, widen out a little
bit
for me. I'm going to tell you why. So if we widen out, Kilpatrick is one block east of Cicero. We talked about this when we were reporting at 4:30. Come down just a little bit for me, Jack. So there's Cicero Avenue. This is just east of there. This is a very difficult area, Kilpatrick there, to get in and out of. Now, Jack, go back to where we saw people taking the merchandise before. It's kind of one way in and one way out, which is a very difficult area.
That ain't nothing but an inside job. That's 100%. They told their friends and their family. Everybody pulled up. Everybody from the hood knew about it. That is not nothing that's new. That is an inside job all day long. And I'm so tired of people stealing. It ain't nothing worse than a thief. Ain't nothing worse than a thief.
Well, we know at least six people have been arrested for stealing items from that cargo train. And today we talked to some residents who live in that area near the West Side who say they've already seen some of that merchandise for sale on the streets and on social media.
Chicago police are still looking for possible suspects who are responsible for stealing hundreds of boxes of merchandise from a freight
truck. Hey, look, they pulled up with the box truck. They pulled up with trailers and a box truck. They didn't even care about the helicopters that was going above that ultimately was letting the news and the police know and getting their license plates and all of that. They pulled up in a box truck, family. Ain't no way in the world you're going to catch me over there with all of them people trying to steal. In a box truck?
Train on the city's west side. Chopper 7 showing dozens of people ransacking the Union Pacific Rail Line Friday afternoon near Lake and Lockwood, coming away with what appears to be boxes of TVs. One woman living nearby who...
Now you know people going to do anything that they can in their life. They will risk their life over a $199 TV... The way that them TVs was falling, them TVs can't even still be good. They will risk their life. I seen it during the when they used to have them Black Friday sales and people used to be fighting over them stupid plasma TVs. There was plasma back then. It wasn't even LED or OLED or OLED or nothing. There was plasma TVs and people was in there. They was fighting and people was camped out over some worthless pieces of junk that's going to ultimately phase out as far as the value of it, what it was. It was camped out. They were fighting. Yeah. Some stupid TVs. TVs? A TV?
Did not want to be identified, says she's shocked by how much merchandise was taken.
A little bit discouraged about this being in our neighborhood. I understand that people need to make money, but this is not the way to do it.
That resident says she's already seen people selling that stolen merchandise across the area. This comes as Illinois Senator Dick Durbin helped pass a federal law last year, which will now force retailers and websites like Facebook to regulate the sale of stolen goods online. Otherwise, those companies could face fines of up to $50,000. That's why the Illinois Merchant Association...
Now, the companies can face fines up to $50,000 because the black people are stealing it off the rail lines and posting it on Facebook Marketplace and eBay.
Says brazen crimes like this impact the entire community.
There's a myth that there's insurance for this. There is no insurance for this. We are all victims of retail crime because for every item that's stolen, there's no sales tax collected. That means those sales tax is not available to fund the services that we all rely upon.
As police and rail line authorities continue to investigate these reoccurring thefts, residents are hoping changes could be made to prevent them from happening in the future.
I'd really like it if the trains, if they had to stop, there would be a guard, or they would just keep it moving to a spot where nobody can get on the tracks. That would be helpful.
Chicago police and the rail line authorities continue to investigate the matter, and they're asking anyone who sees any suspicious retail sales online to report
Keyshawn
them
White.
Immediately.
I agree with you.
Watch Breaking.
I want to see, why Roland Martin is going to choose not to do a segment on this part of the show. We know why. We know why, because they want to keep y'all under the thumb of the Democratic Party, and they want to keep y'all voting blue and not being responsible for what you're doing in your own communities.